In early 2000, Claire noticed a really dark spot on the bottom of her back. And it just got progressively worse, just got a little bit bigger. And it was only small, but it was really, really dark. She went to have it checked. And over the course of the months, they decided to remove it. And then they realised that it was melanoma. Now, going back to 2000, we kind of didn't really know what it was. Naively, we all thought, they remove it. Yes, she had a really big scar, but she was going to be cured. So she kept going back. They got what they could. And over three, four years, she was backwards and forwards to the hospital. And then that was kind of it. And unfortunately, in 2012, she was taking a shower and found a lump under her arm. And the melanoma had come back. And it was at a devastatingly stage four. So that's when we really started realising what melanoma actually was, and that there was really no cure. We could only hope that whatever medication and treatment she took was going to give us some more time with her, really.
And she was somebody who regularly used sunbeds or used sunbeds quite a bit then?
Yeah, back, you know, back in the early days when she was, you know, a teenager, she was on regular sunbed usage. As soon as the mole was diagnosed with melanoma, you know, she was hardly ever in the sun. She never used sunbeds again. And yet she was just one of those unlucky people, and it came back. And I think it's been laying dormant there. I just recommend people keep on top of things going, and if they're just, you know, unsure of anything, they should go and get it checked out.
And sadly, she lost her life as a result.
She did. When Claire was diagnosed with stage four, again, we were kind of like rabbits caught in the headlamps. We didn't know what to do. We didn't know where to go. That's when we came across Melanoma UK. We really needed an outlet, someone who would listen to us, kind of try and give us some advice, not even from a medical perspective. This is more about listening. I was not the patient. Claire was going through certain stages of anger, emotions, all these different things, didn't know what to do. And we came across Melanoma UK. That was in the 2012. She was, you wouldn't think she'd have had this disease. She was extremely fit, looked after a diet, ran. And then she was going through different stages of chemo. She was looking to get on one of the trials to what we thought, again, was going to cure her. And unfortunately, the melanoma had spread to her brain. And that was it. We had to kind of take her into the neuro centre in Fazakerley. And we never really got her back after that. The metastasized melanoma had gone into the brain, caused a fluid buildup, and it was 2 weeks later she died. So there's a picture of Claire 2 weeks before she died. You would never have thought 2 weeks later that the girl would be dead. And she's 38. She was 38. She left behind two young children. One of the children is now a mother herself, so she's missed out on her grandchild and another grandchild that's on its way. So, yeah, it's a very, very emotional thing for the family, and I just urge people to kind of take a little bit more notice of what's going on, really.
I can only imagine what that is like to go through, and particularly the fact that this was as a result of, I suppose, the sunbeds as well.
You know, I defy anyone to say there is no issues with sunbeds and melanoma. You know, I'm a passionate auntie. This is my words. This is, you know, coming from me. I wish they were banned. I really do. And I kind of can't get quite aggressive. I think it's just anger when I can see a young woman who's died through use of this, and there's still people out there who have got no idea of the effects of the radiation that they're putting the bodies through. You know, if they just looked at what was going on, the radiation effects from a sunbed compared to the sun is pretty much the same, you know, if you look at what the levels of the UV rays are. So, yeah, a very emotional time for us to lose someone so young too, which was not necessary if she'd have just known the effects of what was going to happen.
And ever more staggering when you look about the stats, particularly here in Liverpool. Let's focus on them. So the number of cases of melanoma more than doubled since 2001, up from 47 to 99 in about a 15-16 year period.
Yeah.
Latest figures, 2014, show there have been 14 deaths in the city. When you see those stats right in front of you, what's your reaction to that?
I'm horrified because I think we're not even scratching the surface with those stats. More and more people don't realise they've got it until it's too late. So it's at a later stage that you would start seeing things appear or just become generally ill. And then the primary is melanoma. So this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. When I look at stats like that and I think, yeah, it's a lot more than that. You know, Claire was one of the 14. I think there's a lot more people who it's going to affect in the future. We just need to keep doing something. Hence the reason why I'm here today. You know, I value you giving me some time on air to do this. You know, it's Melanoma Day is today. And my colleagues from various patient advocacy groups, similar to Melanoma UK, were all doing something to heighten awareness, to basically go and urge people to get their bodies checked. It doesn't even mean that you've got to go to a doctor or a dermatologist. Just get into a routine of checking your body once a month, you know, and if you don't know how to do it, reach out to me and let me know and I will send you information. It's on the web, it's how easy just to check your front, your back, you know, men who are out in the sun, you know, honestly, you wouldn't believe how many men don't put sun cream on their ears, on the back of the neck, on the head, and playing golf, playing tennis, all these sports. So, yeah, the stats are alarming to me. And I think, yeah, it's more aggressive than those stats that we've got. That was 2014. Let's see what it is when it comes out in, you know, more than likely this year or next year.
And we often hear about how body image, especially amongst young people, is getting more and more prevalent, especially when we talk about social media as well. And the fact that people are caring or paying attention to how they look, their appearances, younger and younger. I suppose is there a fear as well that people are using, you know, children getting younger and younger and perhaps using sunbeds as well to look a certain way as well?
I mean, you know, I'm very, I would challenge the sunbed usage. You have to be under 18 to go on any sunbed. I would like it completely banned, as I said before. But when you've got sunbed users out there and people who can go into a salon and there's no one who actually is educated or trained enough to show you how to use it, how often you're using it. You know, there's salons out there or these units that you can just put money in, go on it for X amount of minutes, and there's no information to tell you what's happening. So the body image is an absolute issue, especially with Liverpool. Us ladies, we love to look good, feel good, and we love the tan. But all I would say is there's some really good companies out there who do, you know, false tan. So don't go on the sunbeds. Get it out of a bottle or a spray tan, whatever it is, and, you know, stay away from them and just, you know. So the body image, yeah, it's not an issue. It's just a thing. I wish younger people would listen to us older ones a little bit more and hear the message about, especially about Claire, because she was in exactly the same situation 20 years ago when she was wanting to look good and feel good.
And you mentioned there's really simple steps. You touched on it just before. Really simple steps to avoid possibly getting yourself into danger, looking after your skin as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, literally, what you need to do is, if you make sure you've got a high factor, we recommend no less than 30. So make sure you have got a really good sun cream. You wear, if the weather's good, wear a sun hat, wear sunglasses, make sure your shoulders are covered, stay in the shade between, you know, the lunchtime, anything between like 11 and 2 o'clock. Also, keep your children safe in the sun. You know, you see children on the beach or just out generally playing and they're not covered. And just know what's in the product that you're putting on. Make sure the factor is sufficient for your skin type. And if you don't know what your skin type is, just check. Again, the internet is a fantastic tool to get this information. So before, fair-skinned people need to be highly protected. So just, you know, again, come back to us. Go to Melanoma UK, www.melanomauk.org.uk. And we've got lots of information on there for you.
Diane, I can imagine people listening to this now we'll think it's heartbreaking to hear what happened to Claire and obviously your family as well. But for anybody listening, what kind of lessons do you hope they get out of what you're saying today?
Well, you know, Claire is one of those statistics there. And sadly, until it happens to you, I don't think you actually take as much notice as you could. I just wish people would... The skin is the biggest organ of your body. And we look after lots of other things, but we don't look after our skin. So even just a general SPF, a sun factor on your face, on your arms, generally every single day. And the biggest thing is I urge you to check your body front and back just once a month. That's all it needs. Put it into your diary, get it on your phone and check your body.